Belgium's longest trial has found six men guilty of terrorist murder, more than 7 years after suicide bomb attacks killed 32 people at Brussels Airport and one of the city's metro stations. The jury took 19 days of deliberation before delivering their verdicts. Several of those on trial had already been convicted of taking part in the Paris terror attacks a year earlier in 2015. Let's talk to Lisa O'Carroll, who is Brussels correspondent with Britain's Guardian newspaper. Lisa, March the 22nd, 2016. I remember it well. We were on air here on Morning Ireland as the attacks began in Brussels. A number of bombings within an hour of each other, including two at opposite ends of the departure hall in the airport. And there was utter carnage.
There was indeed. It was a black day and probably the deadliest attack in Brussels in peacetime. As you said, two of the bombs ripped through the airport just after 8 o'clock in the morning, with a third bomb remaining undetonated, which was found a little while later. Separately, in a metro station, just one stop away from the European headquarters here in the centre of Brussels, ripped through a metro train. And the two attacks left actually 35 dead. The president of the Court d'Assises yesterday upped the official fatality number to 35 after three had died subsequently of related injuries. Hadn't recovered from the trauma. One man had stopped taking his cancer treatment, for example. Another young woman had been euthanized, having suffered extreme traumatic and psychological injuries.
Dreadful. And there was 7 months of a trial. It's the longest in Belgian history. Hundreds of people testified. Did that include many survivors, many families of those who died?
Yes, there were nearly 1,000 participants and witnesses in the court. The court was built in the old NATO headquarters on the way out to the airport in what was effectively a bunker for war decisions. Security was extremely tight. Yesterday, there were probably about a dozen families in court. I mean, it was an arduous, as you said, the trial took 7 months. And yesterday, the verdicts came in after 5 hours after we were told that they were due to be read out. So yes, I think the family, the head of the victims' families and survivors said yesterday that the terrorists had come to destroy democracy, and the jury verdicts had demonstrated that it remained intact. It was an ordeal for the families, that's for sure.
The killers, Lisa, one is Salah Abdeslam. Now, he might be known to listeners because he was convicted of the attacks in Paris a year earlier, attacks which included the attack on the Bataclan Theatre. 130 people died there. So did he go to Belgium? Did he flee to Belgium after the Paris attacks and was then involved in the Brussels attacks?
Yes, that's right. And in fact, he was actually in prison 4 days. He had been detained 4 days before the attack in Brussels. So he had expected that he would get off. And he denied any involvement in the attack during the trial. But, you know, also used the stage to repeat, the ISIS kind of principles. This was revenge for Raqqa and etc. But the jury sided with the prosecutors, who said that the evidence was overwhelming, that he had written a letter, or a letter had been discovered on his computer after the attacks, in which he referred to wanting to finish his work in Europe. He was one of the main leaders in the attack. The other was a chap, Attar, who was in Syria and who is presumed dead via a drone attack, although his death was not confirmed. He was tried in absentia, and he was considered to be the leader in Syria.
So the fact, Lisa, that Abdeslam was detained 4 days before the Brussels attacks, are there serious questions being asked then of the security services and the security authorities?
I think there were serious questions asked at the time, Audrey, if you remember. They discovered the safe house where he had been hiding following the attack in Paris. I guess the whole of Europe was gripped by fear. Certainly France and Belgium were. At the time, back in 2015 and 2016, and if you remember, there was, you know, there was a huge manhunt in both those countries, and questions about how weaponry had been transported over borders. The president of the court ran through extensive details of what the police had found in one of the flats where the bombers had plotted the attacks, with all sorts of chemicals, etc., and DNA all over the place of various members of the gang.
Okay, Lisa, thank you very much indeed. Those men will be sentenced in September. Lisa O'Carroll, Brussels correspondent with The Guardian newspaper.